Hello?
Hello there, is it
Hello?
I can please speak with Adam?
Yeah, that's who you're speaking
Hi.
to.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling today from MMA Legal. We're currently the ones that are dealing with your Scottish redress claim regarding your time within the care system.
Yeah.
We've submitted your case off for you. So we do have some updates for you regarding the case. Am I okay to run over them with you at the moment, darling?
Yes, not a problem.
Perfect. So first things first, we submitted your case over to Scottish Redress and we have had an actual response a lot faster than we was expecting, where they have acknowledged your case and we have now been provided with an AP number, which is your application number. Now that
yeah.
just means that your cases will be taken into the next stages, where basically the legal team will then go ahead and they'll locate all of the places where you are positioned, for an example, Ballycraig School. And then from
yeah.
there, they will also approach the local authorities and request as much files that they possibly can for yourselves. Once they've done that,
yeah.
that will then go into the evaluation process in regards to making you an offer and things like that. But because we have to follow everything within the same procedure that Scottish Redress do it, they won't allow us to go into stages 1 and 3 without you confirming that you're happy for us to do that. So I'm just going to send
yeah.
a link over to your mobile number, same way as we've done previously.
Right.
2 seconds to do that. And I will talk you through that. Now, most importantly as well, if you have any questions or anything, you can currently track your claim with myself or with your initial claims handler, and you can also call through to MMA Legal directly. But I'm just going to pop you on hold while I get administration to send over that link to you. Is that okay with you, darling?
Okay, yes, that's fine, thank you.
No problem. Nominated beneficiary for you is Derek Phillip. Are you still happy with him to be your beneficiary here?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, perfect. So just for, obviously, as we explained to you, if the worst was to have happened to you for any reason, then it would be them that the payment would be released to. Now, the
yeah.
document should be fine. Over. Let me just see if that's coming over to you now.
See, I need to get my partner to help me with this document that you sent, and I'm actually, he's not with me at the moment, eh?
So it comes through on a text message, so I can talk you through that, that's no problem, or I can leave that to come back through later if you're struggling with it, that's not an issue, but I just need to explain that to you for the call recording
right.
purpose. Is that okay with you? Now
again,
yeah, we have already run over this on the previous call, but because it is a new call, I do just need to state everything that I have already explained to you just for the call recording's purpose. So there is 3 ways you can proceed with the Scottish Redress application. You can apply for the application without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes, where up to £2,000 is paid by government for legal advice. And you can also instruct a private agreement. Now, we do not participate in the government legal fees. If you do choose ourselves, which you already have done, it will be under a private
yeah.
agreement, which is strictly no fee. So as we did explain to you, if the case is unsuccessful for any reason, you won't be charged a single penny. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, basically, what we now go ahead and do, once this link comes back, that will allow us to go to these care homes, request the files, and also go to the local authorities and request any sort of files that they've got from you too. And we can build your
yeah.
case upon your statement and the files that we do locate. Now, you should have had a normal text message come through to your phone.
Yeah, I just heard it just now there, eh? Wait a minute,
perfect. If you can pop me on speaker, click on that link and I'll talk you through it. It's quite self-explanatory, to be honest with you.
Right, I've got it now. Please sign your document.
So if you click on that link for me, it should then take
yeah.
you directly to the document.
Oh dear.
And one shot on that.
Part 1, part 3.
Yep, and there should be a box at the bottom where
right.
it'll say signature. So if you just try and give your signature in that box, don't worry if it doesn't look like your actual signature, just give it the best squiggle you possibly can.
Yes.
And then underneath that, it should say execute all documents.
Oh, wait a minute. My signature's went away.
Yeah, once you press execute all documents, that should come directly through to myself.
I don't care if I've done it right or if I've cleared the signature or...
If you go back to the signature box, just try and give it a squiggle and then press execute document for me and then I can see where it's from there.
Execute, I've done that thing that you say, press that thing, and it's saying part one, part three.
Perfect, that's come back free, so that's fine. So that's everything that we require from yourself at the moment, Dean, so we can now take the cases into the next stage, like I said, stages one and three. As soon as we have an update, I will be in contact with you, and if you need anything, you just give us a call straight through. All right, Dean.
Thank you. Did you get the email, the signature for the last email, yes? So you got that, no problem.
Yes, it's come back through. Yes, you originally signed the first document, but we can't go into stages one and three without Scottish Redress having the new application signed. So that's what you've just done now. We can then go ahead now and carry on from here, all right?
Right, thank you very much for that.
So enjoy the rest of your day before you time.
Save yourself. Thank you. Bye.